This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
The numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number two of a numbers game on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, SiriusXM Channel 158 on this Christmas morning, 2025. I love this time of the year. Gil Alexander, Danny Higgins, in for Kelly Bidlin, who's enjoying his Christmas. We assume he's enjoying it.
I've been seeing some pictures. He looks like he's enjoying
Maybe he's having a horrible time. We don't know.
Yeah.
We're just going to assume he's enjoying it in South Florida. Yeah. Pictures look good, though.
Pictures do look good. Yeah, so.
I just saw the one with his niece. He's looking good. He'll be back next week. Wyatt Tomchek will be in the chair tomorrow with me. Danny has, Danny's four and out. He's like, 4 days is all I can stand with you, Gil.
Yeah, I got my parents are in town from New Jersey.
Nice.
They came in on Tuesday, so they're at home watching right now. Merry Christmas. Love you guys. Thank you for coming. So I'm going to, we're going to go do some strip, going on the strip tomorrow.
Oh, I thought you said we're going to strip club for a second.
No. We're going to go down to the strip. My stepdad hasn't been here. It's the first time ever in Vegas. And then my mom hasn't been here since 1996.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so.
Oh, that'll be different.
Yes.
1996 was the very first time I ever came to Vegas. I wish I could have taken a snapshot of that in my mind. It was so different. The whole city center did not exist. So you could see all the way down the strip at that point still.
Yeah. Before I moved out here last year, I was here 10 years ago, and just the difference of how it's changed in the last 10 years.
It was just so, there were still topless shows on the strip at that point. It was just so different. Wow. Well, I guess you guys will have to fit that in between the strip club visit. That's a little awkward. The whole family going to the strip club. We get tweets to be in the book. Jeff Holdorf, thank you for indulging us on Christmas morning with a live show. Your appointment listening with unparalleled information and fun every day. I can't thank you enough for your amazing efforts. Sorry, no hidden sarcastic humor in this note. Just thank you. Jeff, that is the nicest note on a Christmas morning. That's very nice of you. Thank you so much, Jeff, and I appreciate not only the comments, but you listening every day, not only to us, but to the whole network. Matt Grissom, our buddy who does college baseball with us, he says, Merry Christmas all, making the family watch Gil on VSiN. Thanks for being on, fellas. Love that Texas Tech play. He's got a snapshot of us with Montesano on moments ago, Danny. And then, Jared Still, that's an old classic. The Chinese Restaurant Association graphic of the United States. Thanking the Jewish people for their patronage on Christmas. That's a classic. Jody Boggs. Well, Gilly, I think you should ask Humans what he thinks about your bet on Wham's Last Christmas, having the most downloaded Christmas song on Spotify. He gave Wes so much hell for having it on his top 10 list. Listen, here's the thing with music. If you don't listen, if you listen to music with prejudice, to quote the great George Michael, who had an album, Listen Without Prejudice, you have to listen to music without prejudice. If you're so concerned about you liking an artist and what others will perceive about you for liking that artist, we're just different people. Spence, Beta Nickel. Hope there's a six-pack of Frescas under the tree for Danny this year. Danny! How about a Fresca? Bobby Helms, Jingle Bell Rock gets my vote. Merry Christmas, guys. You too. David Shalafour, looks like C3 picks 2, listens to the show. Merry Christmas. Oh, we got to get into that. We got to get into that because the Survivor plays are in for the 10. Chance Copperpot, my favorite Christmas song, will never make your top 20, but I tweeted at you every year anyway. Christmas is back, going to a movie and finishing at Kung Fu, our Chinese spot. Happy holidays to all. Oh, his favorite is Snoop Dogg, Santa Claus Goes Straight to the Ghetto. Yeah, it's not really competing on mine. And then Montreal Max says Gil's real Christmas comes next weekend when women's tennis returns with the United Cup in Perth and Sydney on Friday, followed by Brisbane and Auckland, all starting within 72 hours. Yeah, man, it is about to come back. And our next guest and I were just chatting about this beforehand because he loves betting tennis as well. He's been enjoying the break. Zach Cohen joins us, the first part of the Zach and Crack comedy duo, on Thursdays here on A Numbers Game. He joins us on this Christmas morning. You can follow him on Twitter at BettingOnX. He comes to us now courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line. Zach, good morning. Merry Christmas to you, sir.
Good morning. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to everybody.
Are you as Montreal Max suggests, are you pumped for the return of tennis? Or do you need a little more time? Where are you right now mentally?
It's half and half. I mean, I guess it'll coincide well with like the end of bowl games, which is, you know, a pretty tough workload on Adam Burke and I over at VSiN.com. So I'll get, you know, a little bit of time in between, you know, the end of those and then the start of tennis. And that's when work really ramps up for me. But I think I'm excited. I mean, it has been a little bit, you know, since we've seen a meaningful tennis match. And I do really like the Australian part of the season. I just think it's a fun, like kind of wacky part where you're up at weird hours of the night, you know, handicapping. But I'm excited, I think.
I'm excited. It is weird. The schedule becomes all upside down, and we're our own little fraternity, right? Like, people are just not sort of into tennis the way we are in tennis betting, but I'm excited for it. So we'll get there when we get there in about a week's time, 2 weeks' time. I just want to, before we get into all your thoughts on the NBA, because Zach has thoughts on the five games of the NBA or the quintuple header. He's got some prop bets. He's got some plays, which, by the way, start in less than an hour now with the Knicks Cavaliers. So we'll start with NBA. We'll go to NFL after that. Real quick, though, because, you know, Felica was joking earlier by text, and I, and, you know, it is Christmas morning, and folks are like, well, who would come on a show Christmas morning? Michael Montesano was kind enough. His kids are older, so he was able to come on. Now, you, like me, are a member of the tribe, but you are married to a member of the tribe as well, but your in-laws take Christmas very seriously. Can you explain?
Yeah, they've just always been a big Christmas family. Obviously, there's no like religious meaning behind it. They just like, I guess, the overall vibes of it. And every year since I've been with my wife, we go over to her in-laws' house for Christmas Eve. We do like a dinner and then sleep over there. And then in the morning, my sister-in-law makes like cinnamon rolls. They have bagels, thing. And then we just kind of watch sports, open presents and stuff. But like, it is interesting because we are a Jewish family, as you just mentioned. But like, Christmas is taken way more seriously. Like, we get way more presents under the Christmas tree than we do throughout Hanukkah.
I'm telling you, man, I love Christmas. We love your holiday, people. And by people, not us is what I'm saying. We love your holiday. And I was given the story last year how I carried up a Christmas tree, a live Christmas tree for the first time last year, got sap all over me. That was an experience. But everything about the holiday, even since I was a kid, loved. And I remember when my mom had to explain to me, when I 6 years old, however old I was, that we did not celebrate Christmas. This was one of the worst days of my life to this day, like the trauma of that. And I thought she was a little too flippant about it, by the way. We don't celebrate this holiday, Gilly. I thought she was way too callous about it, but I'm glad your in-laws take it seriously. I appreciate that. Real quick, before we get to basketball, can I just get your thoughts? So this is Jeffrey Benson here at Circus Sports, just tweeted this out. So again, the 10 remaining Survivor entrants I talked about here the last few days, what a pickle these guys are in, because nobody had Denver available. Nobody has Detroit available. Only five had the Cowboys available. So those five, and that has played out, all five of those folks have taken the Cowboys as we anticipated. But five, because there was no Denver or Detroit available because they didn't have the Cowboys left for their entries, are forced to take some combination of Josh Johnson, Max Brosmer, or Chris Oladokun. And so now we see how this is broken down. Those are the five with the Cowboys. For those watching at home, you can see that on the screen. And of the remaining five, one, two, three, four of them went with the Vikings. And then shout out to C3 Picks 2, who went with the Commanders thinking, hey, if I'm going to win this, I want to knock out five other entries in the process. Basically, is what he's telegraphing. I respect his game. You like that?
I do. I mean, look, I would have gone with either the Commanders or the Vikings because those are the two shortest spreads. And I do think that there's a chance that the Cowboys no show on defense because we've seen it all year long. So I know there's an actual shot that they end up winning. Like, Josh Johnson has actually played a lot of NFL games, is a good backup. So I think that there's a chance that that one ends up getting home.
Yeah. Oh, good luck to all. And again, the real messed up part about this, the real reason they're in the pickle, not only because they couldn't have anticipated the injuries to Mahomes and Jaden Daniels, a lot of teams were, a lot of entrants were probably saving both Kansas City and Washington much earlier in the season, but then Kansas City and those injuries happen. But also because, you know, part and parcel with that, they're such huge dogs. So their ability to monetize that on the other side becomes much more problematic with these massive money line favorites. So in order to you know, make themselves whole, it just becomes more of a hassle. Well, let's say, because just for time and the way that time has broken down, let's save the NBA for right after the break. NFL, though, you have nothing today. You're not playing anything today.
I have a parlay today with the Cowboys money line against the Commanders and the Lions money line against the Vikings. I had to write up all three games for VSiN.com. So have some leans, have some, you know, player prop thoughts, but overall, you know, it was a really tough slate to write up and, you know, handicap. And I ended up only taking that parlay. It's minus 143 to grab the Cowboys and the Lions. And I do think that those two will win, but it was not something that I felt overly, you know, about writing up for the first time.
Yeah.
I usually enjoy writing up these standalone primetime games, but it was tough this week.
It's tough, man. And it also, when you're going through the research of the numbers, there has to be a voice in your head that's saying, yeah, but it's Josh Johnson, Chris Oladokun, and Max Brosmer in between. Do these numbers really mean as much, right? There had to be that voice. So anyway, if you do want a deeper dive, Zach has his stuff at VSiN.com on all these games. Do you have a play for Sunday in the NFL? Anything you like?
I like the Texans against the Chargers, grabbing the 2.5 there. I just think that Houston's defensive line is going to get to Justin Herbert a lot. And I think, you know, I've been really high on what we've seen out of the Chargers lately, because I think that that Los Angeles defense is starting to look really, really good again, as it did early in the year when it was like a dominant defense. I think we've kind of seen a return to that over the last 4 or 5 weeks, but I do think that that offensive line is a problem, and Herbert is playing a little bit banged up, and just feels like every time I'm watching them, he's running for his life. And if anybody can exploit that, it's that Texans defensive line. And I do think that Stroud has played a little bit better offensively lately. I know that last week wasn't the case, but I do think that this Houston team is kind of right on par with Los Angeles right now. So I think taking the points is the smarter way to go.
Okay. We are oppo. You and me are oppo on that one. I bet the Chargers on guessing lines. But this morning so far, we've finally gotten someone on the Texans. We've finally got an Ole Miss player.
I got Ole Miss.
And Mike Montesano.
And, and Fate of the Saints. We got someone
and
on
we
the
got
yeah,
someone we got, on the Titans yeah. as well. All right. On the other side, Zach, on the NBA. Huge day coming up on A Numbers Game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network. You're here because you want an edge. That's what separates listeners from winners. But let's be real, mindset alone doesn't get bets home. Pros win because they've got the tools, the data, and the discipline. And now so can you. Visa Pro gives you access to the same real-time insights the sharps use. No secrets, no fluff, just actionable info that moves markets. Tap the link and see why serious bettors are turning knowledge into profit with VSiN Pro.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Think you know sports? Get paid for it with Better Picks, the daily fantasy app that turns your sports knowledge into real cash. Just download Better, BETR, pick more or less on your favorite player's stats. And if your picks hit, you win. New users get a free $10 just for signing up. No deposit required. And when you do deposit, you'll get a $50 match up to $200. Play NBA, WNBA, MLB, soccer, UFC, golf, and more. Go to better.app, that's BETR.app, or download Better today. Use promo code VSIN for your free $10 and deposit bonus. We get tweets at Beating the Book. Y'all are the best. Anthony Johnson just woke up from a weird-ass dream. Gil sold me a dump truck from a car dealership. Is that I was in your dream selling you a dump truck from a car dealership? Was I a good salesman? Apparently I was. Wow. Chris Thompson Auctions. That's an awesome tweet. Chris Thompson Auctions. Merry Christmas, Gil. I'm normally listening on radio at work. It's nice to actually watch on TV from an unseasonably warm Indiana. Enjoy your Christmas, Chris. I decided to go with these glasses today. So just for you. Kevin Downs. My brother from another. Happy holidays for you and the VSiN crew. Thanks for the valuable info you give every day. And how was it working with Wendy Williams? Oh, that's a whole story. Maybe not on Christmas, but I'll tell that story at some point. I was a 17-year-old intern and interning for Wendy Williams. Free Wendy, by the way. Hashtag free Wendy. She's getting a raw deal. Dell Mind the Gap Radio. Merry Christmas from New Jersey. Pizza money. Kansas City money line plus 650, he says today. Kelsey goes off in a home swan song. Note my profile pic is me in your chair. I got to see that. I got to enlarge that. And then Mark Hansen, Gil, can you ask Crack what he's on to comment on the fact that on January 1st, the number changes from 1,200 to 2,000 for generation up of a W-2G. Will the machines be ready for this change, or will they still lock up at 1,200 hand pay but no tax under 2,000? Well, at the risk of doing tax code radio, if he was with me here in studio, I would absolutely ask him he's remote today, so I'll try to work it in. I can't promise, Mark, but we'll get to that certainly when he's in studio. If not today, then next time. Zach Cohen is kind enough to join us once again, and he's got to squeeze it in because he got to go to the in-laws because they take Christmas very seriously, which I totally respect. Zach is at Betting on X on Twitter. He joins us courtesy of the Progressive Guest Line again, and you can follow all his stuff at VSiN.com. We were talking tennis off air, but today is this was the day, Zach, that was typically reserved for the NBA. The NFL didn't usually infringe on this. You're an NBA guy, and you're saying karma to the NFL. Is that your position on these games today?
Yeah, I said this on Hardwood Handicappers, my podcast available everywhere you get your podcast, the other day, that it just feels like karma that you have these three awful, awful games in the NFL because they've been trying to take this day away from the NBA. I feel like every single year it used to be a tradition that everybody would throw on some NBA games and that would be it. But now there's got these three Netflix games that not only do you have to watch them, you have to go to a different app to do it. But I do think it's a pain, and I do think that I'm not happy that everyone's going to have to watch bad games today. But if you're choosing the NFL over the NBA today, you kind of deserve it.
You kind of deserve it. By the way, Hardwood Handicappers is the basketball podcast. I shouldn't bury the headline that Zach hosts. Last year it was two really marquee games. We talked about this earlier. Average viewership like 26, 25 million for the NFL. Two marquee games. NBA was like a NBA good, by the way, for the NBA, like around 5 million. Do you think with the three Fakakta games and the five good NBA games, that gap will narrow this year? Do you think just by a little bit, maybe?
I think just a little bit. Like, I still think that people want to watch football whenever on. I mean, my in-laws both want to watch the NFL games over the NBA games, so I'll be watching on my phone a little bit today.
All right. Well, what about these games? Let's start with, well, first of all, because there's a game that starts in 40 minutes, I feel obligated to ask you about that one first. Do you have anything in the Cavs game to tip off the day?
Yeah, so I have Jalen Brunson over 28.5 points in this game, which is a pretty high number and not something that I normally do. I don't usually like to play player props on superstars, especially, the bigger ones like this one playing in New York. I think that you have to pay kind of, a tax for a big name like this. But I do think that Brunson isn't a really good matchup here because he's going to be guarded by those two smaller Cavaliers guards for most of this game, and Darius Garland and Donovan Mitchell. I think that he can score on those guys pretty much at will. And I do think this is going to be a game that ends up being a little bit up and down. But I should mention some big news just came out about this game. Evan Mobley is returning for Cleveland, which is why that game came off the board for like 5 minutes, and it came back with the Cavaliers are only +5.5 now. It was like +6.5 yesterday, almost +7 some places. So that is definitely significant news. And I do think that the Cavaliers are a lean for me now, +5.5.
Okay. Well, so a little add on there with that news. But Jalen Brunson over 28.5 points is Zach's prop for the first of five in the NBA. And with the way that the NBA schedules this, no game is going to, sort of overlap with another. They are making this as staggered as possible, trying to get all five NBA games in cleanly before the other one begins. We'll see if they can do that. Then the second game after the Cavs and the Knicks is maybe the marquee matchup. The Spurs are going for a three-peat here in the early season against the Thunder. Thunder are 9.5 point favorites here.
Yeah, I think I'm taking the Spurs, which I know is a sucker play, but I do think that San Antonio is just the right play when you're just breaking down the matchups in this game. I mean, OKC does not defend the three-point line as well as you would think for a team that is as good defensively as they are. I think that that's why the Spurs have been able to kind of get them, because the Spurs are shooting the three a lot better than expected this year. They're a top 10 team in the league in terms of three-point percentage, and that's one of the reasons that I think that I was so wrong about this team heading into the year, is that they've just shot it way better than I thought. So when the Thunder do kind of overplay and leave them open, San Antonio is capable of knocking down those shots, and those Spurs guards, Fox, Harper, and Castle, are capable of getting, into the paint against pretty much any defender. So against this Thunder team, like, no one is able really, really able to just consistently drive successfully. The Spurs have three guys that can do it. So I just don't think that they're intimidated by what OKC is doing. And I do think that the Thunder will get revenge and win this game. I just don't agree with the thinking that they're going to do it in a way where, it's going to be a blowout. I think that the Spurs are legitimately a tough matchup for them. They present a lot of problems for them. One of them being that Wembanyama is like a better version of Chet, which a lot of teams don't have. And I just think this is going to be a closer game again. I think that San Antonio's a real, kryptonite to OKC.
I'm with you, man. But I'll tell you, our buddy Carl Sack, who I like, again, I think he's one of the best bettors pre-flop, if not the best in any sport that I know. he's on the Thunder. It was the one rare pick that he puts out where I'm like, oh man, I don't know. It's a lot of points as the Spurs try to beat the Thunder for the third time this year in a very small span of time, just over a week. Okay, and then it's the Mavs and the Dubs. You have a side in this one.
Yeah, I have the Mavericks plus 8.5. This is another one where I just think that the point spread's just a little bit too big. Like, I think that Dallas, you look at their record, it maybe has been a disappointing start to the season, but things have really kind of turned up a little bit over the last 2 weeks. They're 8-5 against the spread in their last 13 games, 6-4 straight up in their last 10. And it just kind of all coincides with the return of Anthony Davis, you know, and putting Ryan Nemhard into the rotation. They're now starting to set up Cooper, Flagg, and AD for a lot better looks. And Flagg is playing like an all-star. So I'm treating this Dallas team like a team that has two all-stars. And I think that they have a really good coach in Jason Kidd. And there's a lot of problems on the Golden State side. I know that Kerr said that he squashed his beef with Draymond Green. The two got into it last game. And, you know, they kind of continued after the game in the press conference. But this is just a Warriors team that feels a little bit off right now. Like, nothing is working really well outside of Steph. Like, that is the worst part about this, is that having the Mavericks means going against Steph on Christmas Day, and you know he's going to try to light it up. But he needs help, and he has not been getting it this season.
Draymond has a beef with somebody? That's impossible. I've never heard that before. By the way, like, on Christmas, maybe they should squash, you know, a beef. Not a good look for the NBA. All right, then is Rockets Lakers. You have a prop in this game?
Yeah, I took Reed Sheppard over 12.5 points. This Lakers team over the last 10 games is the 28th team in the league. When looking at defensive rating, they've been awful. They're also just 23rd in the league this season at guarding above the break threes. And that's an area of the floor that Sheppard scores 50% of his points. So I just think that Sheppard's going to get a lot of clean looks at the rim. I also think he's going to be able to get to the basket in this one, because I think that the Lakers are a little bit slow when guarding on the perimeter. So it's a really good matchup for a scorer like Sheppard, who's going to have the green light when he comes in going against like an unorganized, slower defense. And I will say, though, I do kind of lean Lakers in this game, because when I was researching it, I definitely thought that I was going to like the Rockets going in, because I like the Rockets way more than I like the Lakers in terms of the bigger picture. But there are some concerning trends for Houston when you look at kind of under Ime Udoka, stuff that they've done on road trips. Like, they are 0-8. I believe straight up and 1-7 against the spread when playing their fourth game on a road trip. And you've kind of seen it over the last few games where they struggled against the Kings and lost that game in Sacramento and then got blown out by the Clippers in LA. Like, they look tired. They look like they want to get home, and they are now going on the road yet again, facing a Lakers team that's coming off a 3-game road trip. So yeah, it's an interesting spot for the Lakers.
That performance against the Clippers was just god awful. All right. Then,
awful.
Then the final one was the T-Wolves tonight. You have a couple props in the T-Wolves Nuggets game to close out the slate today.
Yeah, I have two props on the same player. So I have Dante DiVincenzo to go over 3.5 assists, which is the normal, you know, number for today. Then I also took a stab at the alternate for him to have 5+. And that's because DiVincenzo's kind of sharing the ball handling responsibilities with Anthony Edwards right now. He's had 4+ assists in 10 of his last 12 games, and he's averaging about 6 adjusted assists per game. So he should really be having more assists if his teammates were making makeable shots. And I do think against this Denver team that's missing some key defenders, he's going to be setting up his teammates for good looks. And I do think Minnesota is the lean in this game as well. So if you're looking for a side here, I think Timberwolves on the money line, not even with the points, would probably be the best way to attack this.
Zach, totally appreciate it. Merry Christmas to you, and Merry Christmas to the in-laws. Thank you so much.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Zach Cohen, Betting on X on Twitter. Christmas songs next.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Looking for the perfect holiday gift or a smarter way to bet the biggest games of the season? VSiN's holiday special gives you VSiN Pro access through May 1st for just $79. You'll get daily best bets, real-time betting splits with DraftKings and Circa, AI-powered prop tools, and 24/7 video on the VSiN Watch app covering everything from bowl season and the NFL playoffs to March Madness and the Masters. Plus, you'll get our college football playoff betting guide featuring expert playoff brackets, power ratings, CFP, and bowl best bets, and access to game previews for every bowl game on vsin.com. Give yourself the gift of smarter betting. Head to vsin.com/subscribe. That's vsin.com/subscribe. Hope you all are having a good Christmas morning. Hope you got the gifts that you wanted. Are you a gifts guy? Are you at the age where you still look forward to gifts?
I wouldn't say I look forward to them. Me and my parents are exchanging some gifts. Nice. I sent my brother something in Florida, and he was going to send me something. He's down actually in Costa Rica right now.
Oh, okay.
So he's enjoying that.
Very nice.
Yeah.
My girlfriend wants gifts, right? We give gifts to the kids. I require no gifts. Like, I just, when someone asks me, what do you want for, I don't know.
Yeah, I get that too.
I don't know what I want.
My parents always be like, what do you want for Christmas? I don't need anything.
I don't need anything. Just happy to see them happy.
Yeah.
That's it. I'll think of something one of these years. I'll figure out something. This is, for those who, well, let me read some tweets first. I don't want to leap folks out here. I don't want to get a backlog here. KC Pete3, this is very nice of you, KC Pete3, to tweet a picture of his girls. He said, Christmas morning with his girls and us on the screen in the background. They're opening gifts in front of the Christmas tree and then a picture of us on the TV. Appreciate that. Mile marker 420. Merry Christmas. Absolutely love the show. He says, thank you, Mile Marker 420, Scott Kinley. Appreciate that. He says, I drive a truck, do everything I can do. To make my driving schedule work with your show. Thank you. Appreciate that. Makes 3 hours go by quick. He says, love you guys. Can I read this? Am I allowed to read this? Love you guys in a non-gay way, he says. Okay. I didn't know you needed to qualify that. Qualify that, but not that there's anything wrong with that, Mile Marker 420. Ace DiCardano, if you're on Minnesota in Circa Survivor, we should probably flash those up again. If you're on Minnesota in Circa Survivor, does it make sense to parlay Dallas and Detroit? If the Cowboys lose, then your EV skyrockets. You just make another bet on Detroit. Thanks for everything. Happy holidays. Without being able to suss that out necessarily perfectly, I do think that the person who took the Commanders is probably the most direct shot of doing what you're trying to do, which is, yeah, if you took the Vikings, I get it. Then you're going to want to play against that as well as what you're suggesting, Ace. But I think the most direct route was this C3 pick Z2. Again, these are the final 10 remaining in Circa Survivor. $18,718,000. Remember, there were 18,718 entries at $1,000 a pop. These 10 have lasted now the last couple weeks after the Thanksgiving and around Thanksgiving carnage. Five, again, no Detroit, no Denver. Nobody had those teams available today. Only five of the remaining 10 had the Cowboys. Those are the favorites. So those five did play the Cowboys, as we anticipated they would. And of the remaining five, four went with the Vikings, Max Brosmer and the Vikes. One went with Josh Johnson and the Commodores. Nobody took Smokin' Chris Oladokun. Shouldn't his nickname be Smokin', like when you have a last name with Oladokun?
I think Smokin' Oladokun. It's actually looking at the weather there for that game, Gil. It's gonna be a nice game out there in Kansas City. 57, barely any wind.
Yeah,
nothing in effect there.
Interesting what the earlier tweeter said about, oh, it's a Travis Kelce, his last hurrah, and this could be a big deal. Donnie Miller, Merry Christmas. Thanks for doing what you do. 2025 has been an awesome year on ANG. Can you please ask Danny what he stands for, goodness or badness? Troy Franklin, most receiving yards today, 45-1, is my gift to the world, he says.
Ooh. I know Chris in the back, he has one. Maybe we can get to a little bit later, but he has one 60-1. Someone you might not be thinking of, but
what does he have?
He's got Jahmyr Gibbs, most receiving yards today.
Okay.
Yeah. Which
Chris also has Cooper Flagg for a triple double today, I believe.
Yeah,
as well.
I think he's going
Chris is firing.
Yes.
Deep thoughts with Chris Foster. He's firing. Scott C. at C. Scotty Books. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Gil, Bill, and crew. Why does Crackman's appearance feel a lot like waiting for Santa when I was a kid? And he's got Will Ferrell as the elf. As elf jumping around. We'll get to the other tweet. Oh, I do want to read this one here. This is Roger Jones talking about Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams, who made millions in NIL and the unanimous first pick of the draft, just said, quote, I wasn't the biggest, I wasn't the strongest, I wasn't the tallest, I wasn't the fastest. I get drafted here, told that I'm not a special player, which is why Roger Jones is saying, I think he listens to the show, told that I'm not a good fit here, told that coach and I won't work, told I can't win here. So I know that's going to keep going, but I do take a little satisfaction being able to help this team, help this organization, and be a part of getting to the playoffs. My goal isn't just to get to the playoffs. My goal is to win and win big. Good for you, Caleb Williams. Pride and joy of Gonzaga High School in Northwest D.C. Good for you. And by the way, just for the record, it wasn't me who said he wasn't special. It was Merrill Hodge, who came on a numbers game and was very strong in his thoughts on Caleb Williams before the draft, saying he's not special. He's not special at all. We'll get to more tweets. But ladies and gentlemen, by popular demand, yesterday, it is our annual, by the way, it's our annual Christmas song countdown on a numbers game. Yesterday, I gave out play, I gave an honorable mention, Christmas songs. And my number 15 through 11, my top 15 countdown, 15 through 11. I take Christmas very seriously. I take Christmas songs very seriously. Glad to hear that Zach Cohen's in-laws take Christmas very seriously as well. I respect their game. Game recognized game is what I'm saying to Zach Cohen's in-laws. Here's a, just a recap on the honorable mention. Vince Guaraldi Trio, Christmas Time is Here. That's that very melancholy-ish or mood-setting Charlie Brown one with the... Sorry, I don't want to whistle into the mic, but you know what I'm talking about. Waitresses, Christmas Rapping, that's a punkish kind of Christmas jam. Joe Pita and Chris Valiga turned me on to that one. Temptations, best version of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer you'll ever hear in classic Temptation style. Kelly Clarkson, Underneath the Tree, jam. Absolutely nice Christmas jam, honorable mention. Julie Andrews, My Favorite Things, not really a Christmas song from Sound of Music, but really has become one over the years. Hallelujah, Handel's Messiah, Soulful Celebration. That's a bunch of R&B folks together in a gospel-like Christmas celebration. And then a couple Harry Connick Jr. songs. He's had a few Christmas albums. This is from his first, both of these. I Pray on Christmas, and It Must Have Been Old Santa Claus, Christmas originals from Harry Connick Jr. Those have stood the test of time. They are awesome. Those are all honorable mention. But my top 15, as you'll notice just from the honorable mentions, it's a very eclectic group. I don't care about the genre of the artist. I don't care how... What people think about the artist, whatever. I'm just listening with my ears. These are my favorite tried and true Christmas songs of all time. And yesterday, to recap, 15 through 11. 15, Peace on Earth, Little Drummer Boy, the David Bowie, Bing Crosby duet that was recorded. By the way, you see Will Ferrell and what's Will Ferrell's guy from Step Brothers? What's his John O'Reilly? Is that the guy's the actor's name? They did a parody of this for no particular reason. But the original, David Bowie and Bing Crosby, Peace on Earth, Little Drummer Boy, where Bing is doing Little Drummer Boy and David Bowie is harmonizing another song over it. Number 15, by the way, was recorded in a month before Bing passed away. David Bowie, when asked to do it, said, "I will not sing Little Drummer Boy." They asked him why. Yeah. He says, "I hate that song.
Interesting.
I'm only doing this because my mom loves Bing." That's number 15. What Child Is This was 14 from Vanessa Williams. A Christmas classic. Her jazzy version of it is the best, in my opinion. And Santa Claus Is Coming to Town. A lot of people gravitate towards the Jackson 5 version of this. But Bruce Springsteen, the boss, with his great version of Santa Claus Is Coming to Town with Clarence Clemens featured prominently. Number 13, Johnny Gill, Slow Jammin', Give Love on Christmas Day. Best version of that song. Number 12, and Lizzo, Checking In, the most recent entry in terms of chronologically, the most recent Christmas recording on this list. Never Felt Like Christmas is number 11. To the top 10, we'll go 10 through 6 here. Number 10, Baby It's Cold Outside, a classic. Bobby Caldwell and Vanessa Williams, Checking In again. Bobby Caldwell is the artist, you know, the R&B song, What You Won't Do for Love. Bobby Caldwell and Vanessa teaming up for the greatest version of Baby It's Cold Outside. Remember, this was a song that people tried to get canceled because of the lyrics. It's been a Christmas classic for decades, and then the Me Too crowd didn't like the lyrics. Well, forget you. It's number 10 on my list. Number 9, Christmas song, Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire, a Christmas classic. The best version, in my opinion, by far, that of the late, great Al Jarreau. Christmas song, Chestnuts Roasting on a Fire from Al Jarreau. Number 8, Silent Night. Great version, the greatest version of all. Christmas classic, obviously. The greatest version of all from The Temptations. 6-minute version of Silent Night.
Yeah, it's a great one.
Only The Temptations can pull it off like they do there. Number 7, Ray Parker Jr., the guy who did Ghostbusters. I believe it is his only Christmas song. I don't know what inspired him to do it, but he did one, and it's awesome. Christmas Time is Here, number 7 from Ray Parker Jr. R&B fans will know that. And number 6, who I believe is the only country music artist on my list, Sean Colvin does a phenomenal version of the Christmas classic, Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. A lot of Christmas classics on this list, but my favorite versions of them. Sean Colvin, a beautiful, clean version of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, which leaves the top 5, which we'll get to a little later on. We'll get there, Danny.
Yes, we will.
Not there yet. A numbers game tradition. The best Christmas jams of all time. Right here at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
If you think you know sports, you can get paid for it with Better Picks, the daily fantasy app that turns your sports knowledge into real cash. Just download Better, that's B-E-T-R, pick more or less on your favorite player stats. And if your picks hit, you win. New users get a free $10 just for signing up. No deposit required. And when you deposit, you'll get a 50% match up to $200. Play NBA, WNBA, MLB, soccer, UFC, golf, and more. Go to better.app, that's B-E-T-R.app, or download Better today. Use promo code VSIN for your free $10 and deposit bonus. Gil Alexander, Danny Higgins in for Kelly Bidlin. We get tweets beating the book. All to all, by the way, Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Hope you're with your loved ones on this Christmas or whatever it is you choose to do on Christmas. Maybe you don't want to be with your loved ones. Maybe you're like, I'm good. I don't know. Fred Courier, Merry Christmas. Thanks for today. Thank you, Fred, for hanging out with us. Donnie Miller wanted to know the goodness badness thing was a Caddyshack reference.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
For Danny. DQ Mike from Buffalo. Mike Palmieri says, Merry Christmas to all the ANG participants, longtime VSiN listener, and counting the days till Wild Card Weekend when he says he'll be at Circa. Looking forward to that as well. Stop by, say hello. This is from Bobby Geddes, who says, good morning, fellas. With that college game being the only game last night, talking about Hawaii and Cal, I couldn't resist taking Hawaii live at +560. Then I lost control of the TV while at the in-laws, and we watched Eloise at Christmas time. Turned it back on after the movie. What a last 5 minutes to see. Merry Christmas to you and all the listeners. Good on you, Bobby Geddes. Because if you had watched, I don't know if you watched the first three drives of that game, but this is one of these things where, like, after the fact, when we talk about it, I'm always curious in the moment. Like, that was one of those games where at 21-0, I would love to sit here and tell you, oh, man, I totally saw this coming. I bet Hawaii on the money line. There was no way I was betting Hawaii after seeing that first part of that game. They were just getting destroyed by Cal. I was like, Cal could score 100 points in this game.
Yeah, I was telling you before the show, Gil, I was at the Sphere last night seeing the Wizard of Oz with my parents. We came out, saw the score. I'm like, oh, 21-0. I'm like, oh, boy. This is getting out of hand.
Oh, boy.
And I get home, and I'm like, oh, they're coming back. Here we go, 21-21. We have a ball game.
I know college football is more volatile than pro football, but that was weird last night, the way that flipped as dramatically as it did.
Flipped. Oh, and then, like you said, Cal goes down, scores.
Scores to take a lead late.
Hawaii drives, quarterback gets knocked out, or his helmet pops off for one play.
That's right.
Backup comes in, throws. I don't know if it was the first down or not, but threw an out route to the sideline.
Yep.
And then quarterback gets knocked out of the game. You know, he got injured, and the quarterback backup comes in and throws a touchdown. Unbelievable.
Call the play where the announcers, you were saying, oh, they'll settle for a field goal here to get to, you know.
Nope. Taking a shot at the end zone.
Two unbelievable touchdowns for Hawaii in that game. Chance Copperpot, my eye doctor recently recommended fatigue lenses because I logged so much screen time. I was taking my glasses off to read easier, but these new lenses have made a huge difference. Maybe you need some too. So what's the top Christmas movie? I'm nearsighted, so I don't need it for near, but thank you for that. But it was weird the other day when I could see clearly without the glasses. That was odd. He says, so what's the top Christmas movie? Yeah, I'm not a Christmas movie discussion guy. I'm more the Christmas music guy. Because I don't want to get into that whole Die Hard debate that people have. I find that debate so trite at this point. But favorite Christmas movie? I don't know. I think I'm a Christmas Story guy. I know that's not for everybody.
Christmas Story, I would say, is in my top five.
Christmas.
Yeah.
Like, oh, Christmas. Top five for sure.
Top Christmas. Five for sure.
Fragile. Great movie.
Yeah.
And Why Town Gambler, because we still haven't gotten to the top five of the Christmas song list, the top 15 Christmas jams of all time on A Numbers Game. Y-Town Gambler says, who's making the shareable playlist on Apple Music of Gil's favorite Christmas songs? I'd love to see somebody make that. If I knew how to make it, I'd make it. And Shooter McGamblin, Merry Christmas, Gilly. Making sure to squeeze in some ANG between family gatherings today. Hashtag HTTR. Let's go, Skins. Let's get a win. Let's do something with this season. All right, now here's the deal. In between the Christmas song countdown, and Crack is coming up here at the top of the hour as well. We're getting a couple segments from Crack wherever he is in this great land of ours. I do have to have a moment of just reflection on my NFL's futures bets. If you've been with the Numbers Game for, I don't know if all the years we've been on air, all 9 years, but certainly if you've been around for 5, 6, you remember there was a period of time where, man, like 2021, 2022, like the emergence of IGA in tennis, then, Atlanta Braves to win the NL East. There were so many huge futures, Ole Miss to win the College World Series. 2021, 2022 is when my futures the peak was, I think, in terms of those cashing. And then after that, there was a period where I was getting the, I was the bridesmaid every time, where it was like Juan Soto at 150-1 to win NL MVP. Max Duggar, who was the kid from TCU, Max Duggar.
Duggar.
Yeah. We finished second in the Heisman, had him at 100-1. I've gotten a lot of near misses. And the last year, non-tennis, not so good. And this NFL season, there's a lot of red X's coming up on this screen. It can still be salvaged. Let's go through these are all my NFL futures made either before the season started or during the season. It can still be salvaged if Mike McDonald wins Coach of the Year with the Seattle Seahawks, who I had at 9-1. And certainly, again, I bet the Chargers-Rams at 28-1 for a Super Bowl matchup at BetMGM yesterday. Got the better number than I got offshore. And I bet the Chargers-49ers Super Bowl matchup at 66-1. So if any of those three, McDonald win Coach of the Year, those two Super Bowl matchups hit, salvage, because those numbers are monster. But in terms of what has already happened, oh boy, not good. This is like a 2-10 performance by me in terms of futures made before the season started. Or actually, you know what? It's not. We have one extra X here. The Vikings under 7.5 wins at +220. You guys got to get rid of that X, because that could be a good one for me too. So right now it's 2-9 with the Vikings under 7.5 wins at +220. Vikings alt under pending. They have to go 0-2 down the stretch here for me to cash that one. That will help tremendously. The ones that hit, Giants under 5.5 wins, which was the very first bet I made. Kelly and I both made this bet. This was in April, I want to say.
I actually made this bet too.
As soon as it came out, I was like, this schedule is insane. And then obviously they had the injuries on top of that. Broncos to make the playoffs. Those two were easy peasy, right? Broncos to make the playoffs -120. That was easy. But here's all the ones. Let's make fun of me with the ones I missed. These are the 9 that I got wrong. Bills, Dolphins, 1-2 exact in the AFC East. Yeah, not so much. Sorry, Pats fans. I missed that one. Jaden Daniels to win MVP. He got hurt anyway, so whether he was going to do it or not, it had no chance. The Bears under was the other alt-season win total I did along with the Vikings one. That's not getting there. That lost already. Bears with a unbelievable season of a +21 turnover differential and winning 6 games from behind in the final 2 minutes. You ain't winning any under bets when that happens. So that's done. The mid-season bets, those were all pre-flops. The mid-season bets, the fewest regular season wins ones were probably my two worst. Dolphins and Panthers, who both ended up like... The Dolphins even ended up with a whole bunch of wins. Those were 10-1 and 11-1. Those had no chance in the end. The Panthers are going to make the playoffs, maybe. Win a division, perhaps. We'll see. Either way, these were not close. Bears to miss the playoffs. We talked about that on a numbers game many times as to what the reasoning was there. But again, if you win games recovering onside kicks, turnover differentials, what it is, you're not winning any Bears negative bets. You're just not. And then there was the 3 Cowboys bets. I'd like to have those back. I mean, of the 9 losses, a third of them were these Cowboys bets. Yeah. Cowboys to win the NFC East. Cowboys to lose, and then 2 stage of eliminations. Cowboys to lose conference championship. Cowboys to lose division round. So what's the state of that right now? So right now it's 2-9. That Vikings one should not be an X. So,
yeah, I'm getting that one off.
So that could be, again, let's say that one does cash. That would be a 3-9 with the Mike McDonald and the Super Bowl finalist ones pending. So not a good season, but what undid me? The Cowboys undid me and the Bears primarily. That's what my fading of the Bears and my bullishness on the Cowboys in that one moment in time where I was like, these numbers are way off. And I do feel like those numbers were off. It was all a numbers play on the Cowboys to win, to lose in the conference championship, lose in the division round. Remember, there was a moment there a couple weeks ago where the Cowboys with a tie, they were only 2 games, they were only a game and a half behind the Eagles, and the Eagles' schedule looked tough, and the Cowboys looked very easy, which it was, but the Cowboys losing to the Vikings was the killer.
Yeah, that was a tough one.
That's what killed me. So, Bears, you got me. Cowboys, you got me. And I guess on that Bills-Dolphins one, the Patriots got me.
Yeah, I still have my my pending. Going to lose that. I got in on Jackson Dart offensive rookie of the year 8-1, so that's going to most likely be a loser. But I got that Nick Anemamori still holding hope, but it looks like it's going to be Carson Schwechner. But I got him 40-1. So
yeah.
But I got the Giants that got the Giants one home. So take it.
Come on, Mike McDonald. Let's get that coach of the year. Come on, Chargers, Rams, or Chargers, Niners in the Super Bowl. So this will all end happy if any of those happens. But it just shows you also, though, right? Feast or famine is the way I approached it with the Cowboys and the Bears. Like, strong fade, strong. It's like, yeah, what if they don't go your way? That's not a pretty result. Crack unscripted from some location around this nation on this Christmas morning on a numbers game at Visa next.